Welcome to 5 Minute Purpose. This is Luca. I arrived in Trieste yesterday. This is a port town in Italy. It has a big castle. I went there very early this morning, listening to an audiobook. The park doesn't open till 8, so I jumped the gate and snuck around, and I laid under some bushes, and I listened to an audiobook while watching the sunrise over this beautiful castle overlooking the sea. Why not, right? I said, hey, if they catch me, I'll just have to negotiate my way out of an Italian prison. It'll make a good article for the blog. Anyhow, this is really the start of my journey. I am living in Italy for the minimum of a month. It might get prolonged, it might not. I don't know. I have no idea where the road is going to lead. And this comes after I spent a week in Slovenia, which radically reshaped me. Now, when I plan my trip, you have to understand, when you plan things, plans are one-dimensional, at best, two-dimensional. You go on Google, you look at Slovenia, you say, oh, okay, it's pretty. I go to Lake Bled, it has a church in the lake. That's cool, I'll take a selfie, whatever, right? So it's two-dimensional, one-dimensional. But when you arrive, there's so many more dimensions to the actual experience, because you've gone far away from home, you've sacrificed distance, you've sacrificed money, you've sacrificed time, and in my case, because I come here to work on 4 or 5 different projects, specific reasons and pilgrimages and sabbaticals and whatever you want to call it, spiritual journeys, whatever you want to call it. Because all of that is involved, it takes on like 10 different dimensions. So I go into a place, there's smells, there's the people, and you can look at these things online, but to sit there in a lake and look at a church in the middle, just in this little tiny island, is a mesmerizing thing. You can't know how it's going to impact you until you are there in person. So going to Slovenia, I went for a couple different reasons. There's so many things that happen. Everything that I thought I knew, everything I planned, was blown out of the water within the first few days. By the time I reached the Socha Valley, which is kind of a little off to the west of Slovenia, and it's a place with this beautiful river, this beautiful valley, where ironically, many of the most brutal battles of World War I were fought. And that's why I came here, actually. The reason I came to Socha Valley specifically was because in my personal life, around age 20, I encountered a book on my own. Nobody gave it to me. I discovered it. It's A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway. And this book had such a big impact on me that I packed up my things and I moved away from home and I went to war. And I didn't know why. I didn't know. There was a line in that book that echoed through to me from an early wound in my youth. So there was something that happened in my youth that messed me up. And it put me in a mode of questioning and seeking and battling. Even as a little kid, I was always trying to resolve and arm myself and fight. Okay, not fight like go around punching people. That's how some guys react. But I was intellectually fighting. I was always looking for an answer. So I would watch a movie and then I would have to break it down in my head and find the tools and the weapons in it. And it restricted me in many ways from just enjoying, not in a dumb way, but just enjoying things on a superficial level. So when I read A Farewell to Arms, it ignited a fire that was already burning in me. And I instinctively just knew to pack up my stuff and get the hell out of my small town in Maryland. So I lit out and I went to war. Now, if you look into psychology and psychiatry and all that, you know, Nietzsche, I don't even know if I said his name right. Apologies to the German people if I mispronounced it. But Nietzsche talked about the stages of a man's life. And this is all natural. Everything I've gone through is not anything to be embarrassed about. It's not weird or strange. And Nietzsche talks about how a man has to go to war like that to prove himself, to build his identity, to become. But there comes the point where he has to stop fighting and he retreats and goes back to being a boy, but he carries with him the knowledge gained from those battles that he fought as a man. And I've heard about this and I understand it in theory, but this happened to me. This moment in my life happened to me in the Socha Valley. And it happened because I brought my book, A Farewell to Arms, that I've carried with me since I was 20. I've carried it with me through living in Europe 20 years ago. I carried it with me all through living in Vegas. Like everywhere I've gone, this book has come with me. I've thrown away so many things in my life. I've gone through phases where I had to ditch everything I owned. But this book is one of a couple of keepsakes that I've held onto. I said, this I will not let go of. So it was that particular book was deeply important to me. So in the Socha Valley, I stayed in a small town called Sez Socha. And it's, so Bovich is the town. And even Bovich is like small. It's hard to get out of there. You can't even, if you don't drive in with a car, you're in trouble. It's not easy to get out of Bovich. I was in a small town, even smaller than that, that was like 20, 30 minutes away. When I got there, I said, how do I get to Bovich? They said, oh, just hitchhike. Like, it's a normal thing. They're like, oh, you just have to hitchhike. I said, well, you don't have like a bus or no. They said, you just walk. It's only 30 minutes uphill. I was like, okay, that definitely wouldn't fly in America. But anyway, so I'm out here in this little, really like obscure little village. And in that village, they had this monument. They had two monuments actually to the World War I fighting. And all these little villages have like all these monuments. There's monuments scattered all throughout this valley. So I found this perfect place. I said, that's where I'm burying my book. So I did. I buried my book there, not knowing what does this actually mean, you know? But I buried it, and something about that baptized me and opened me into this next phase of my life. Because after I declared an end to my hostilities, I became at peace. And I sat on the Socha Valley River, which is the most amazing, most beautiful river I've ever seen in my life. It's like blue glass. When I went kayaking on it, it was like riding on blue glass. It's the most beautiful river I've ever seen in my life. I'm still mesmerized by it. It was purifying to be there, mesmerizing. So by burying this book, my body changed, my feelings changed instantly. I've brought all this, I brought a tripod with me, I brought all these things, I have these scripts that I've been working on and constructing, and I had all these ideas. You know, I came to Europe as a writer. I even made a business card for myself. And when I sit and I talk to people and they say, oh, what do you do? I say, I quit my life in Las Vegas, I quit my career, and I've come to Europe to be a writer. But suddenly that's not the plot anymore. I said, I have nothing to write about. I have absolutely nothing to write about. I am here to live. I suddenly don't need to construct blog articles and tell you this is what purpose is. I don't need to tell you anything. I just need to go out and live and be. And be free and enjoy. And this tripod and these, I just wanted to throw it all away. And my cell phone, I thought how satisfying it would be to just throw my cell phone into the Socha River. Because what do I need it for? Well, I guess I need it for my plane tickets to Malta in a few days and my Airbnb reservations. Other than that, though, I'm like, I don't need to post anything. Like, I don't need to tell anybody. I don't need to prove anything anymore. I have reached my peace. I have transitioned to that next phase of becoming a child again with the knowledge of the warfare of the man. And there's a spiritual thing going on that I can't deny. There's so many things that I've simply prayed for, and they've happened in front of my face. Not like a half hour later, but within like a minute. And I just can't deny the things that are going on. And this journey, everything that's happening and reshaping me, is a result of taking the risk of gambling on the unknown. I took everything I had and I said, everything that I am at this point, I will go to Europe and let the road show me what must be, what I need to become for this next stage in my life. And I, as I sit here leaving this recording now, I'm almost, it's weird, I'm almost a stranger to myself because I have never been this free. I have never been this liberated. And at the same time, I'm not a stranger. I'm like, no, this is who I was supposed to be all along. If I could have just put down my arms and stopped trying to fight and win at everything all the damn time, you know? So, for example, today in Trieste, I just walked around. I smile at people. I make little connections. I make little conversations. I'm not trying to stress about, I have to write some blog post. I have to tell you what is purpose. I have to redefine purpose today. I'm over that. And I didn't know that was coming. I didn't know I was going to experience that kind of death. But I'm happy with the rebirth that it brought. So this episode, I'm bouncing around a lot of different areas, but quickly this is shaping up into a travel blog instead of me trying to define purpose for other people. But you know what? I'm literally just living my life for the first time. Not trying to solve anything. Not trying to be anything, not trying to amass anything or conserve or arm myself or defend or any of those things. And it's a good place to be. And the best thing about this, you know, you can look at it where you stand and you say, oh, okay, I went on this sabbatical. I went on this spiritual journey and I gained all this. Okay, that's great. You feel good. You know where you are. You know where you belong now. But it's not about you. It's about the people who are about to come into your life, the mate, the new friends, the new colleagues, because I will at some point return home from Europe and I will begin working and I will begin making new friendships and I will get involved with a woman eventually. And everything that I've learned here, I'm bringing to them. I'm bringing a stronger man for those who I'm going to meet in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. I am happy with all of this. So this is 5 Minute Purpose, and this episode is a little less structured than the other episodes, but you know what? That's what the road has molded me into. Life for me these days is becoming less structured. And there's a little bit of daylight left, so I'm not going to waste any more time. Not waste, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here and do a podcast all day. I'm going to go out and live my life and really enjoy being in Trieste. Tomorrow I go to Treviso, which is not too far from Venice. But I've been to Venice before, and if I need to go to Venice, I'll just take a train down there. No big deal. After that, I don't even remember where I'm going after that. I know I'm going to Malta for a while. And anyway, the story just continues to unfold. And I thank you for staying tuned to the podcast, which is an extension of the blog at 5MinutePurpose.com. which, because of my enlightenment and my changes, I'm going to be posting a lot less on there, and the content will change. Because you know what? In Socha Valley, it occurred to me, I said, I am not here to tell you anything about purpose. I'm here to just go have my own. Maybe that's selfish, but that's just what the road taught me. Anyway, this is Luca. I love having you around for those of you who listen. So take care.